Welcome to Signs International Ministries.
The Holy Ghost was out of the Lord.
Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 305. Now, three prophecies by our Signs ministers.
For the word of the Lord shall come to the peoples of the earth.
Hallelujah.
The days that you live in are the last days. You must turn to me. You must turn to me, all the peoples of the earth. For those who do not turn to me, saith the Lord, shall be not forgiven. But when you turn to me, when you seek my Son, when you seek my face, when you let the blood of my Son cover you, then shall you be forgiven, saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord, false evangelists, many pretenders, saith the Lord, in the house of God in these last days. And there are many that are under a false anointing, not walking according to my word, not hearing my voice, not knowing who I am. Yet they boast, saith the Lord, of great things, as though they have done great things. But I say unto you, do not listen to them. I say unto you, depart from them. I say unto you, hear not their voice, but come unto me, you who are weary and heavy laden. You who are lacking strength, saith the Lord, come unto me, and at the sound of my voice shall you be strengthened, and of the hearing of my coming soon shall you have hope. For I am coming soon, saith the Lord. And if you will hear my voice today, will I not anoint you, saith God? And will I not prepare you, saith the Lord, to do great things in my name? Hear my voice and understand what I'm saying in this last hour. Depart from the false and come unto the true, that you may not be pushed around or bullied around by the false. But you will be the overcomer. And you will be the one that strengthens others. You will be the one that actually will teach others. Because you have heard my voice. And have followed me. And have heard me correctly, saith the Lord.
In an hour when my alarm is being sounded loud and clear throughout all the world. For it is the last days. It is that hour that you've read about, that you've studied about. The signs are clear. The preparations are being made. Therefore I say unto you, continue to draw closer to me. Continue to walk according to my word. Allow yourself to be filled to overflowing with my Spirit. Yes. Prepare yourselves now, for it shall be a great time, saith your Father God. For it is that hour and it is that time, saith your Father God. So press yourself in even closer than you are. Walk by my side.
Are you ready for the days ahead, my friends? If not, get ready by reading God's Word, so you will be able to relate to the truth when you hear it. Stay tuned for an all-prophecy news behind the news program. But first this. As we broadcast around the world this Thursday evening over Superstation WWRB 3.185, and again also over the internet utilizing MP3 audio streaming and podcasting. There are two podcasts, one going to the religious community and one going to the secular community. You are listening to Signs of the Times International Radio, featuring the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice to be his watchman. Here is a report from a Signs listener.
Hi, Brother Johnson. It's Keith calling from New Jersey. Listen to the call. I heard something interesting on the news that Obama said. I just wanted to pass it along regarding the stimulus package. You know, generally when these politicians or these newscasters speak, try to listen closely between the lines to try to get the true thing of what they're trying to say. But tonight with Obama, that wasn't the case. He said, quote, regarding the stimulus package, this is the beginning of the end. I mean, it's more like the end of the end, but I looked at if he was, like, smirking or laughing or, like, you know, tongue-in-cheek. You know, but that's exactly what he said. This is the beginning of the end. You know, I just wanted to pay a second more because it's like, you know, truth comes out. It's almost like when there's, like, an inside joke, you know, where it's like you're saying one thing to one layer of people, but what you really mean is something else to, like, a select few. That's the impression I got. I was almost expecting, like, to wink at the camera. It's like, did you just get the joke? You know what I really mean, right? God bless you. Maranatha. Shalom. Thank you, brother.
Good report, Brother Keith. I somehow missed that one, so I'm glad you called it in. Godfather said this is the beginning of the end, and most thought Obama meant the beginning of the end of the recession. But brother, those who can read spiritually between the lines like you and I heard the hidden meaning, the last days, signs, the end times are upon the earth. Old Satan is a sneaky snake who twists the words to his own advantage. Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now there is the point of the end times, my friends. Eat, ye shall be as gods. Again, old Satan is a sneaky snake who twists the words of God to his own advantage. Continuing, the heathen will rage, but God will laugh. Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. That was Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Prophesied Sunday, February 2nd, 2009. Repeating,
and I am displeased, saith God. And I am displeased, saith God. Yea, saith the Lord, when I look upon the earth now, I see many knees that are bowed to Baal. I see hearts that have turned far from me. I see minds that no longer think of my word and my ways. And I am displeased, saith God. Do not let my displeasure fall upon you, saith the Lord. But turn now before it is too late back to me. For the earth shall soon thunder and rumble with my displeasure, says the Lord.
Repeating,
do not let my displeasure fall upon you, saith the Lord. Do not let my displeasure fall upon you, saith the Lord.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, Iraq faces a new war as tensions rise in north. A new war is threatening Iraq just as the world believes the country is returning to peace, while violence is dropping in Baghdad and in the south of the country. Arabs and Kurds in the north are beginning to battle over territories in an arc of land stretching from Syria to the Iranian border. Watchman comment. This fulfills the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, who told you many times it was a lie and it was not over yet. Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I come upon thee. Continuing. Obama's DOJ quietly sought dismissal of missing White House email lawsuits. One day after Obama was sworn in as President of the United States, and in the same week signing executive orders ushering in a new era of government transparency, Barack Obama's Justice Department, DOJ, quietly filed a motion in federal court to dismiss a long-running lawsuit that sought to force the Bush administration to recover as many as 15 million missing White House emails. Matthew chapter 18, verse 7. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Continuing. Federal bailout of states violates U.S. Constitution. While some are debating the fairness of citizens and states that have been physically responsible being forced to pay for the physical irresponsibility of other states, the larger question, according to some legal experts, is whether such a bailout is constitutional. The federal government does not have the constitutional authority to spend taxpayers' money to redistribute wealth from one state and give it to another. Matthew chapter 18, verse 7. Again, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Continuing. Senator questions Obama eligibility. Senator Shelby said, and I quote, "They said he was born in Hawaii, but I haven't seen any birth certificate," unquote. A U.S. senator has weighed in on continuing controversy over Barack Obama's eligibility for the office by saying he has never seen proof the new president was actually born in Hawaii. While his father was Kenyan, and they said he was born in Hawaii, I haven't seen any birth certificate at all, said Senator Richard Shelby, Republican, Alabama, who was talking to constituents in Cullman County. "You have to be born in America to be president," Watchman comment. This at least partially fulfills what the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has warned about many times. Micah chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. "Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is the power of their hand, for the time is evil." Continuing. Individual states are declaring sovereignty. While the mainstream news media are hyping President Barack Obama's election and the dismal economic downturn in the United States, more and more states are declaring or have already declared sovereignty. According to political experts, Americans are becoming disenchanted with the federal government's lack of perspective on issues of great concern. Illegal aliens, crime, economic turmoil, while intruding into the private lives of citizens with gun control laws and other intrusions. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3. "A prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." Continuing. The secret Nazi plan was described in American official Summer Wells' The Time for Decision, 1944. It included Nazi agents going underground into two successive countries to avoid detection. Paul Dukoff went underground into Switzerland in 1942. These agents would eventually rise to positions of power in those second nations. How does this relate to today's world? I'm glad you asked. Godfather, and I say G-O-G Father, referencing Gog and Magog and the Battle of Armageddon, Godfather may be that type of plan. Obama's true and legal birth certificate has never been produced. Matthew chapter 13, verses 41-42. "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Continuing. U.S. fairness doctrine threatens Christian radio. A high-ranking American senator will force a vote to prevent the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, from reinstating the fairness doctrine. The fairness doctrine mandated from 1949 to 1987 that broadcaster had to present contrasting views on controversial issues. Many networks ceased airing controversial opinions to avoid giving opponents free airtime. Watchman comment. Now is the time to give the signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLE, NY 13797, USA. That address always repeats at the end of the program. Give now while signs is still able to broadcast. Continuing. Scientists close in on universal vaccine for flu. Scientists unveil lab-made human antibodies that can disable several types of influenza, including the highly lethal H5N1 bird flu and the Spanish flu strain that killed tens of millions in 1918. Because this structure, described by one scientist as a viral Achilles heel, is genetically stable and has resisted, now listen to this, resisted mutation over time. Watchman comment. Now, that last line is why I read that report. Let me quote it to you again. Quote, "and has resisted mutation," unquote. Now, there you have it. These vaccines mutate. and quite likely become the future flu they need to develop a new vaccine for. Do you get my point? Which mutates, and on it goes. I hope you get my point here. Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Revelation chapter 16, verse 9. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Continuing, surveillance cams help fight crime, city says. Mayor Daley has argued that security and terrorism won't be an issue if his Olympic dreams come true because by 2016, there will be a surveillance camera on every street in Chicago, Illinois. Call takers and dispatchers now see real-time video if there is a surveillance camera within 150 feet of a 911 call. Thanks to a $6 million upgrade to Chicago's computer-aided dispatch system. When live video appears, call takers can pan, tilt, and zoom those cameras to get the best possible view of a crime or disaster scene. Luke chapter 21, verses 22 and 23. For these shall be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. Prophecy Sunday, February 15th, 2009.
Yea, I say unto you, hearken now, for I have told you that the winds would strengthen. I have told you that the tornadoes would come and be in different places. And now even they come earlier than before.
10 tornadoes confirmed in Georgia, including one with winds topping 160 miles per hour. 10 tornadoes touched down in parts of Georgia on February 18th. The storms caused an estimated $25 million in insured losses. Severe storms that raked across the state unleashed twisters across 13 counties, ranging in strength from EF-0 at Robins Air Force Base to an EF-4. With winds up to 166 miles per hour in Wilkes County, according to a report from the Weather Services. That fulfilled this prophecy from Sunday, February 15th, 2009.
Yea, I say unto you, hearken now, for I have told you that the winds would strengthen. I have told you that the tornadoes would come and be in different places, and now even they come earlier than before.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, columnist envisions future of credit cards. Your future in cards will probably not include plastics, experts are saying. In 25 years, it might even be your cell phone that's your credit card. In 50 years, a microchip implanted in your wrist might be your credit card. The Baja Beach Club in Barcelona, Spain, already injects a rice-sized VeriChip RFID device into the wrist or upper arm of its jet-set guest to make paying as simple as waving your hand. Watchman comment, there are pictures of these devices on my website. Getting Chip page. Go to www.neaiga.org. If you do not have a computer, send me a SAISI, which is a self-addressed stamped envelope with a current first-class stamp on it, and I will send the pictures to you free. You must ask for the pictures from the Getting Chip page. That website, one more time, neaiga.org. Continuing. Texas using infant blood for research. Blood taken from Texas infants to test for a range of birth defects is being stored for medical research. Parents' consent isn't required because getting permission might be more costly and would require more time from the hospital staff. The Texas Department's policy says the samples of blood can be used by the medical community for cancer research, birth defect studies, and calibration of lab equipment. Watchman comment. It could also be used to clone your baby or even save to a database and other personal invasive techniques. Continuing, Osteen's offer, Hope for Today with New Bible. Joel and Victoria Osteen, the co-pastors of U.S. Megachurch Lakewood, Texas, are hoping their new Bible gives believers fresh inspiration for each day. Hope for Today Bible is being published to coincide with Lakewood's 50th anniversary. Watchman comment, I don't want to step on some of you Lakewood fans out there, but this type of so-called new Bible is simply just a moneymaker. It's been used by evangelists forever to make money. Get yourself a real Bible, the original King James Version, and it will cost you a lot less, and it will have the truer view of the Word of God in it, not somebody else's. Continuing, U.S. Army Charity hoards millions. The biggest charity inside the U.S. military has been stockpiling tens of millions of dollars meant to help put returning fighters back on their feet. Between 2003 and 2007, the Army Emergency Relief grew to $345 million. During those years, the charity packed away $117 million into its own reserves while spending just $64 million on direct aid, according to an analysis of its tax records. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, the day of Christ is at hand, my friends. And another like the one I just read. Stop loss soldiers still waiting for pay. The 13,000 soldiers who were made to remain on active duty beyond their enlistment period by so-called stop loss orders are entitled to monthly bonuses of up to $500 under a plan approved last year by Congress and was set to take effect October 1st. But the soldiers are still waiting to see those bonuses. Watchman comment. Okay, GOG, Father Obama, prove me wrong. Do something about this, Godfather cabinet members. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Watchman shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
Are you being drawn today? Come to Jesus now. Let His love surround you, clothe you, lift you, comfort you. Let Jesus be your good shepherd, your master, your God. Amen.
Romans chapter 10, verses 9, 10, and 13. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Now, a couple of interesting phone calls that I received last Thursday night, February 26, 2009. I found them very interesting. I'm going to make some comments as they go along.
Hi, Brother Johnson. Keith from Sandwood, New Jersey. Thursday evening, 3185, WWRP. Very good program, good signal. Of course, I will pass on the stimulus package.
Let me just break in here. Brother Keith is from New Jersey, and he is a supporter of Science Radio. So it doesn't surprise me that he would pass on the $5 U.S. cash stimulus that I offered last Thursday. As a matter of fact, not one person asked for the $5. Isn't that interesting? When 12 people could have done it, and it would have cost me $60 out of my pocket. So I'm kind of glad about that. I don't really have to pay out anything. Continuing Brother Keith's comments.
It's very informative what you pass along. I forgot all about how people would get their teeth whitened. Realize there's no more advertisements for it. You never hear about it. And I guess that's because what you mentioned about the chance of cancer, the radiation, very dangerous. I think it's very good also that you mentioned about the screw tape letters. People today in society, they don't realize the dangers they leave themselves open for out of curiosity, entertainment, whatever. Satanic programs, talking in Latin, I don't even realize they can be cursing themselves just by listening to it. God bless you, Brother Johnson. Good night.
God bless you also, Brother Keith. And I just want to let you and all my listeners know, I pray over this program every time that I go to put one on the air. I take the time to pray over every article. What article do I put on? What do I not put on? What do I say? What do I not say? I sometimes have hours of prayer and research tied up in one 30-minute program. It's a spirit-led program, brothers and sisters out there in Radio Land. Tune in and keep tuning in and help support if you can, like Brother Keith does. Now, the second caller that tuned in on February 26th, there were only two callers.
Brother Johnson, this is Michael, and I am calling you from Maine. It is just after 11 p.m. on Thursday, 26 February. I just heard your broadcast on WWRB 3185. The signal strength was excellent. I am thoroughly blessed by your programs, and I will be sending support. I praise the Lord God Almighty Jesus Christ for you and your family. I pray blessings around you and your family. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Brother Michael. What an awesome blessing your radio check was to me. I really do need prayers as much as I need support. And I really thank you for saying that you're going to be a new supporter of Signs Ministries. This program really needs support. Many of our original supporters have hiccuped or stop supporting, and I understand that it is due to this bad economy. And we're struggling now to meet the monthly bills. So I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much. Maranatha, and God bless you and your family, my friend. I pray you enjoyed tonight's program. And if it touched you in some special way, please call or write and let me know. Please write SIGNS, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y-13797, which is the zip code, in the USA. With your comments, tithes, offerings, love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support, and blessings of any kind, we receive them all. Glory to God. Is there anyone out there besides Brothers Michael and Keith listening tonight? It takes only a few seconds, and the cost for those few seconds to you is minimal, believe me. Call on my 24-hour voicemail. Record any time, but there is only one line, so please keep trying. 1-607-201-5663. Many of you have unlimited calling, and it won't cost you anything. Give me a call. 1-607-201-5663. Keep trying. Again, there's only one line. I really appreciate hearing from my friends, and it helps so much to keep me going in the work of this ministry God has called me to. Write SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLE, NY, zip 13797. That phone number one last time, because I really would like some calls tonight. 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for that call and for listening, my friends. It's good to hear from you. It encourages me to keep doing this program three times a week, every week, week after week. You can hear Signs every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, every Thursday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all, of course, on Superstation WWRB, frequency 3.185. Be blessed, my friends, with Jesus Christ in your heart. You've got nothing to fear about the last day signs, the end times, being upon the earth. Revelation chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, the Lord is saying, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, the Lord is saying, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of the heavens from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Wow! Now that's a Bible promise and promise and promise for you tonight, my friends. Will God make you, my friends, a pillar in his temple? Will God write his name upon you and your heart? Will you be ready for that? Be an overcomer. Jesus is coming. He loves you. I love you. All the Signs ministers love you. Maranatha, our good friends. Watchman's ending, shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.